Colin's on the hotline. He was on with Zeiss for an hour today. What did you guys talk about?
The police. We talked about Taylor Swift tickets and the cost of those.
Wait, do you mean the police great. Like with Sting or the actual police?
No, Stuart Copeland. No, the actual police. And then that rolled into Smithfield Street looking like Portland. So all kinds of fun stuff. Zeiss is, hey, man.
Understated. Oof. Subtle.
Is this going to be a weekly thing?
No. Here and there, you know, I just, you know, threw it out there and I was around. And so I went on with him for about an hour and a half.
So he cleared his schedule, all the topics that he had picked out for that hour.
Yeah.
He just flushed down the toilet.
All the woke stuff he wanted to talk about, I guess.
Weren't his topics for the hour just like he was scrolling through the New York Post Twitter feed and was like, and so we've got Bat Boy. He was found in Prospect Park.
Colin,
do you think
at any point Pittsburgh could have supported an NBA team?
Well, this is a great topic, and I believe this is an annual topic from you fellas. Yes, but much like Cleveland, you have to choose either the NHL or the NBA, I think. Does that make sense?
So
absolutely.
If at any of the like 7 points the Penguins went bankrupt, if they had just left and been replaced by an NBA team, do you think it would have worked here?
Yes, but there's not enough disposable income nor enough population to support four, much like how Denver has.
Yep, or Miami.
So you have to – yeah, Miami, right. So you have to choose one of the two at a city much like Cleveland or Pittsburgh. And so Cleveland has the NBA. Essentially, the Cavaliers are their Penguins, and the Penguins are Pittsburgh's Cavaliers.
Do you think that fan loyalties aside, just love of the sport, which sport do you think is more popular in Pittsburgh, hockey or basketball?
Hockey, but not by as much as people would like to think.
That was Malzi's answer.
That's basically the same answer I gave. I think it's like 55-45, but people would have you believe it's like 90-10.
Yeah, that's not the case. Here's the true test, I think. I think in Pittsburgh, once the Penguins are eliminated from the playoffs, there's not a lot of people that are watching like Winnipeg and the Kraken or whatever. But even without an NBA team, I think there are a lot of people watching Denver and Miami.
Colin, Bob Pelko gets hired by Penn State. What are your thoughts on that?
Before that, how about Christian Braun, I mean, can't even like get in games at the Sewickley Y. And he crushed it last night. Are you guys?
Is it Brown or Braun?
It's Braun.
I thought it was.
Spelled Braun like Ryan, but it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Braun.
Why can't he get with it here with the spelling? Just change his name. No, he was like balling, dude.
Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosier.
He does kind of look like him with the haircut.
Incredible. That guy's something else. But anyway, Bob Pelko to
Penn State.
It's high time for now. This all started. You guys remember. Like, Terry Smith kind of took a job like that initially at Penn State. And
now he's making over $1 million. Congratulations on all his success. Went from gateway coach to millionaire.
All his successes. Yes, but with what he did up there, one of his duties, and he was charged with the duty of, hey, establish and in some ways reestablish relationships with high school coaches, primarily in Pennsylvania, but more so across the Eastern Seaboard, to make sure that we all are in good graces with high school coaches. Get in, and when high school coaches hear Penn State is coming in or let's talk to Penn State, that means let's talk to Terry Smith. And now that's going to be Bob Pelko, I guess, up there. He's going to take that role. That's why Pitt should absolutely do that with somebody, with Eric Kasperowicz at Mars. You know who would be great to do that at Pitt? You guys are going to, like, fall off your chair. You know who would be phenomenal in that role at Pitt? Doran.
I knew you were going to say that. Just, I had a feeling when you set it up that way.
He'd be incredible. Is there somebody who speaks? Because, like, Bostic is more the guy that gets people to give. He goes to country clubs. He gets, you know, people that have you know, own companies and whatever and mingle in that whole thing. Doran is, it's somebody like Doran or somebody like Eric Kasperowicz would be incredible in that role, walking into high school coaches' offices and say, hey, we're buddies. Let's have a beer. Let's talk about this kid and that kid and this kid. And you got to come to our camp. And those are two people that come to mind right away.
Colin Dunlap, check him out, 937thefan.com. He was at Steelers OTAs, has a write-up on the tight ends, and also posted a video with him and Jeff breaking it all down. Colin, we'll talk again on Tuesday.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday, Andrew. Thank you.